USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial has concluded. He took the stand today following the testimony of his two eldest sons last week. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"This is a case that should have never been judged, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
New York's Democratic Attorney General is alleging that Trump inflated his net worth to enable the Trump Organization to secure more favorable loans. House Republicans are making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib for her criticisms of Israel in the wake of Hamas's attack on the U.S. ally. Georgia Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rich McCormick have both introduced two new resolutions today to formally reprimand Tlaib. The White House anticipates an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealing spending of over $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech in Delaware today.
Over 2,200 trains run on this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers. It's the busiest rail corridor in the United States and one of the busiest in the world.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. And President Biden is trailing Donald Trump in five of the six most important battleground states, according to new polling by the New York Times and Siena College. Biden currently losing to Trump by margins of 3-10% in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, that number is more than double what the Pentagon had previously disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran. According to a recent Gallup survey, support for the death penalty is at its lowest point in 50 years. The survey reveals that 50% of respondents believe it is administered unfairly, while only 47% believe it is administered fairly. In the last instance, when Gallup posed the question, only 45% believed it was applied unfairly. A Bay Area casino in California is at the center of a tuberculosis outbreak.
California health officials say TB can be inside someone and not show any symptoms for years, so they are recommending that anyone who spent time in the California Grand Casino in the last 5 years be tested for tuberculosis.
It's scary. It's scary to think about because I don't come in here all that often, but when I do, you know, I don't want to leave with anything.
So far, 11 confirmed cases have been linked to staff and customers of the casino. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.